And most people have trust issues, and I've found that everybody has did someone wrong in their lifetime. They've committed to something, and that person trusted that they would keep their word, and they fell through. Well, that person, I'm sure, could hold that against you and say, well, hey, I have trust issues now because I can't trust you.
Right.
And if that happens enough times in a person's life, maybe not just with you, it could be 10 different people that they depended on and they didn't come through. Well, now they can develop a trust problem. But the trust problem, you shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Mm-hmm.
In it, because there are over 7 billion people on this planet. And just because 10 people has done you wrong doesn't mean that, you know, trust is altogether out the window and you can't trust anyone.
Right.
Trust, you know, there are degrees of trust. And typically, as you learn the person, you get to know that person, the more you begin to trust them. A perfect stranger, you're not going to just say, hey, hold my wallet. I'll be right back in 10 minutes. But you would with your spouse or your brother or a close friend. So trust is something that comes in degrees. Love does not. And getting back to love, there are different types of love, but love does not come in degrees. I have 2 daughters whom I love dearly, and I do not love one more than the other. I love them the same as a parental type of love. Trust, however, comes in degrees. We've been knowing each other for a little while now, but we just reunited, and so the more we get together, the more we'll start trusting each other.
Right.
And trust is vital. You have to trust a person. If you go into a relationship with walls up, it'll never happen. It'll never happen. So we must give the person the benefit of the doubt and go into it not blindly, because remember, love is not blind. People say that too all the time. Oh, love is blind. Love is intelligent. Love is not blind.
Yeah.
Love sees clearly. And so when you go into a relationship with that trust factor, you want to go in with your eyes open, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So you don't go in just, you know, you meet a person for the first time. You go, okay, yeah, come over to my house. Let's just go watch a movie. No, you don't know who they are. They could be a serial killer.
Right.
So you gain that trust over time by being wise at the same time. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I want to go back to what you said about the trust in particular. It sounds like what you're saying is that we bring those issues of trust that we had in the past into the new thing. So we have to find a way for us to identify that that's what's happening.
Correct.
You know.
Correct.
And then process through that and move forward in that. And allow that trust that was broken over here to not permeate the relationship here.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's 2 different people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the wise thing to do would be to think, okay, that was John. This is Bob.
Right.
2 different people. So you have to give Bob, who the new person in your life, the benefit of doubt by using wisdom and trust that person to a degree,
mm-hmm.
and continue to let it grow,
right.
as you continue to spend more time with that person.
Absolutely.
So things that happened in the past, they tend to haunt people because most people don't know how to let the past go, when in fact they should. And that's another thing. While I'm teaching, well, what I share with my clients is, and what I extract out of them is I don't believe in coping skills. I don't want to give you tools that you can utilize to cope with your trust issues,
yeah.
and strive with your trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, they're not gone. They're still with you. They're haunting you.
Right.
My job as your life coach is to help you to kill the spider that's making the cobwebs of trust issues. So if you kill the spider, the trust issues will be eradicated.
Wow. That's some pretty... I like that analogy, because it's absolutely what happens, is that we cope without... And that's just a way... It's kind of like just putting a Band-Aid on a wound.
Correct.
You're just putting a Band-Aid on it, and I'm learning how to deal with my arm being broken, but I'm not allowing it to heal.
Correct. You know? Correct. Exactly.
Yeah.
And see, what I share with my clients are, I want you to have the victory.
Yeah.
I want it to be completely eradicated. Not that you won't never remember what happened, but it will never affect your body chemistry negatively. It won't cause you to meet the next person that you want to engage into a relationship with to cause any type of damage or hesitation or reservation. You go into it with an open mind and giving that person the benefit of the doubt to see what they are about, not what the last person was about.
I love it. This is a great conversation. And Michael, again, thank you so much for being here, because I think it's really important for us to lay the foundation before we dig into the whole perspective of men and women. The last of the elements of a key relationship, the foundational elements, is probably the one that is the most misunderstood, and that's communication.
Yes.
Because we, you know, and you hear it all the time, you know, good foundation to a good relationship is communication. And people say that, but it's kind of like the love. They say it, but do they really know what it means?
Correct.
So let's talk about communication and how that, what it is really, and how that works in our relationships.
Correct. Okay. Well, the first thing that I could think of, the first thing that actually came to my mind right now is there are always disagreements in relationships. It doesn't matter which type, friendship, intimate, doesn't matter. And the thing is, you know, you always hear the expression, a soft answer turneth away wrath.
Okay.
Okay. So what that means is how you respond to the person can quell an anger problem. It will quell a disagreement, an argument, how you respond. And a person's initial response is their communication to the person that just tried to say something to them. Okay. So If we can just learn how to quell the argument by having a soft answer, that will eliminate the majority of the issues as far as communication. The other factor is most people don't know how to communicate, don't know what communication is. Again, communication could be a gesture. Communication could be a smirk. Communication could be rolling your eyes. Communication also could be silence. And a lot of people don't realize that. Sometimes it's best to say, you know what? I'm not in the right mind at this time. It would behoove us to just come back, let's table this, come back and revisit it later, while when we both are thinking clearly, because it doesn't matter who you are. If you're angry, you are not thinking clearly. It doesn't matter who you